Hot 103 JM's Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. We bring out the stars on the Playmaker Show. And boy, oh boy, we got a packed house right now. And it's a very big deal. We got the one and only Miss Black America, Brittany Lewis, in the house. And she came with a crew. Will y'all please introduce yourselves to Kansas City?
It's your girl, Claudia Jordan, from Atlanta Housewives, Deal No Deal, Price Right, and Jason's Letter, the movie that we are promoting while we're out here. So, hey.
I'm Terrence Takeem, producer, director of the movie Jason's Letter. Just happy to be a part of the whole Miss Black America experience. And this year, we're giving away a spot in my next film, as well as a TV show I got coming on Oxygen, to the winner of the Miss Black America pageant.
Dwayne Williams, president and CEO of 12th Street Heritage Development Corporation, also co-chair of the Miss Black America 50th anniversary pageant.
AKA the money man. The only one in the suit.
And I'm Brittany Lewis, your Miss Black America 2017, and I better see everybody at the pageant tomorrow at the Gem Theater on historic 18th and Vine at 8 p.m.
That is right. Now, Miss Brittany Lewis, can you tell us how monumental this event is, especially for it being the 50th anniversary of the Miss Black America pageant?
For sure. So for me, it comes down to the history, right? It's been 50 years. The pageant was started in 1968 as a form of protest. So most people don't know, you know, the Miss America pageant in the 1930s had a rule that said contestants had to be of good health and the white race. And although they repealed that rule in the 1950s, by 1968, there was still no women of color as state contestants at the Miss America pageant. So J. Morris Anderson and a group of black women came out and they decided to make their own pageant to celebrate the black history, black beauty, black intelligence, and everything that the black community has to offer. And we're here celebrating it 50 years later.
What did the honor of winning Miss Black America mean to you, Brittany Lewis?
I mean, it was everything. So I'm a PhD student at George Washington University in black history. So I actually came across the pageant when I was sitting in the Atlantic City archives, because I look at the civil rights black power movement there, and I'm like, wow, there's this black pageant, and it meant everything to all these civil rights and black power leaders. So I was like, this is absolutely something that I have to get involved in. So it's just an honor. You know, we have a rich history. Oprah Winfrey, Bernadette Sandis, Curtis Mayfield wrote our theme song. There's so many great people involved in the history of this pageant. So now I'm a legacy as well.
Part of that great legacy. And Ms. Claudia Jordan, you are a judge for the 50th anniversary of Miss Black America. What does it mean to you to be a judge for this historic event?
I got my start in the entertainment business by winning pageants. I was Miss Teen Rhode Island and went on to Miss Rhode Island, and then I went to Miss USA. So, and then I became a judge at Miss USA, Miss Universe. I hosted the Miss Universe pageant. So pageants have been a big part of my career, and I guess a springboard into the entertainment business. So I love seeing young girls at the beginning of their careers and like their optimism and how excited they are, and just knowing that this is the beginning of their future as far as the entertainment business is concerned, and just seeing them pursue their dreams. And even if you don't win, it's still a great experience. Last weekend in Los Angeles, I hosted Little Miss African American pageant. So these will be future contestants of the Miss Black America pageant. And seeing these beautiful melanated goddesses walk across the stage and have these monologues that they recited, and they're just so talented. And knowing that there was a time where they did not allow us to even compete, they would be missing out on all this greatness. So I am very honored to be here as a judge.
And because you know the importance of it, like you said, you know, you got your start in pageant, so you know what this can do for the ladies. Even if they don't win, it could still do amazing things for them in their future career.
I just want to make it clear that you learn more and you'll grow more by the ones you don't win.
That is right.
That your failures, and you'll go back to the drawing board and you'll work on yourself. And it's you know, if you look at it the right way and don't take it too personally, it's a really good experience either way.
And what are the requirements to be the one and only Miss Black America?
So you need to be between the ages of 18 and 29. And that's it. Register at www.missblackamerica.com. Granted, it is a full-time job. So once you are crowned, you know, you're going to be doing work as a community service activist. You're going to have tons of appearances. It's really a full load.
Do y'all check IDs? Because like, I kind of want to get back in the game. It's too late. 45. Okay, never mind.
And Brittany Lewis, you'll be passing on the reins to Miss Black America this Saturday night. What does that big moment mean for you?
You know, it's an honor. So listening to some of the contestants talk in the rehearsals and as they're getting to know each other, it's really a sisterhood. And I always tell the girls, you know, there's only one winner at the end of the day. But don't just leave here concerned about the crown. Make sure that you're building that sisterhood with your fellow contestants, because they all have so much to offer. I mean, the things that these girls are doing, they're so educated. Several of them have their master's degrees. A couple of them are college professors. They're doing so much with their platforms, domestic violence awareness, breast cancer awareness. I mean, these are not a group of women to play with. So I'm excited to crown my success. And I'm glad I can say that.
And then what do you got planned after you pass on the crown?
You know what? Well, first and foremost, I'm going to finish my PhD. So I'm in the process of writing that dissertation that I was talking about. But I really want to get back into media and the entertainment industry. So that's like my ideal job, is being able to find a bridge where I can combine my PhD as a historian, but have that conversation on television so other folks can be educated about this history and I can disseminate this knowledge.
That's awesome. PhD first, though, right?
Yeah, I gotta knock that out.
That is amazing. Letters. That is dope. That is dope. Now, so it's going down this Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the Gym Theater. And you guys also, after the pageant, have a big after party, correct?
That is correct. We have an after party starting around 9:30. They'll be at the Convention Center. And just got some special news. We have a few special guests that are going to be at the party tonight.
Ooh,
anybody know who that special guest might be?
I heard she's cute.
You heard she's cute?
And got a mouth on her.
I'll tell you what, she's got a very cute smile.
Thank you.
Claudia said she's going to come out and join us, and I know Miss Brittany's going to come out and join us and be with us as well as the after party. So that's going to be at the Convention Center, downtown Kansas City, Missouri. We have Ballroom C and Ballroom D. So come out and join us, Kansas City. I think the tickets are $20 to get in. I'm sure these ladies will be there, be happy to take a picture with you guys. It's going to be a fun night for us. Kansas City, what an honor to host the Miss Black America 50th Anniversary Pageant. We really want you guys to come out, get your tickets. You guys know the Gym is a very small theater, and so it's selling out very quickly. So I'm hoping sometime today or the first thing in the morning, the pageant will be sold out, and then we'll go from the sold out party to the Convention Center to let these beautiful women celebrate a weeks long celebration in Kansas City preparing for the Miss Black America pageant.
And I've never been to Kansas City, so I really will be disappointed if you don't show up to the pageant and to the after party, because it's going down. We're going to have a lot of fun. And then maybe the after party will be at the casino.
Wow. We just continue to party.
But I tell you what, I got a chance to watch some of these ladies, and some of these ladies can really eat. They can put away food in these pageants. I've been watching these pageant girls. You know, they're just not a pretty face.
Right.
You know, but we just left Gates Barbecue, so they had a great time over at Gates having barbecue.
Yes.
And so now they're going to go back and work some of this food off that they just ate. But it's really an honor to have you guys here in Kansas City as we prepare for Miss Black America 50th Anniversary Pageant, Kansas City, 18th Avon. That's where it's going to be at.
That is right. Very big weekend here in Kansas City. And then the winner also gets a big movie role. You touched on it a little bit, Terrence Hakeem. Can you break that down for us a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm just happy that the pageant organizers had me involved, because everything is about activism. In my film, Jason's Letter is about activism. It's about these unarmed police shootings. And the first thing Alita Anderson said to me, listen, I want to have your film involved in this so we can disseminate that message, because the pageant was born on activism. It was born through that. And my film is about activism. That's why we got Claudia to star in it and Vivica to star in the film. And as a result of that, I said, okay, well, I don't just want to be involved. I want to give something back. So I said, we talked, and she said, why don't you give a roll on your next project? I have two major projects coming up. So I said, I'm going to give one of the winners, the final winner, a role in my next film project, as well as a TV show that we have coming on the Oxygen Network as well.
And please download, please check out the film. It's available on demand, right?
Yeah, you can check out the film right now. It's on all the on-demand platforms, Vango, iTunes, Amazon. Yeah, it's on Amazon as well. But it'll be on the Starz Network for free on September 1st. It'll be on Starz, and then the following month it'll be on the Movie Channel. And in November to be on Showtime.
And it's based on a true story of a young boy who wrote a letter.
It's crazy, because the letter that it's based on, the little boy, it's about a little boy who came up with a solution to stop these police shootings, to stop the cops from killing all these people in his community. And the little boy is actually from just outside of it's a little town right next to Ferguson, Missouri.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. It's from.
And the film has just grown, and now we have the mothers of Tamir Rice and Eric Garden in the film. We have a really powerful scene where my son is the one who was murdered in the film, and these two moms who have really experienced this, mm-hmm. losing their sons at the hands of police, we had no script for this scene. Like, he just let us do our thing.
No, couldn't script it.
So it was real life, them really telling me how I would deal with, you know, losing my son. And they're really speaking from the heart and from their experience. So just much respect to them for even like opening up their hearts and then being involved in this project. And it's just really been an amazing experience. It's sad that it's because of this subject matter, but it's something that we have to keep talking about.
Exactly.
You know, that's why it's so important, Kansas City, that you come out and be a part of this celebration.
Right.
We have so many people that have come to Kansas City this weekend to celebrate, you know, not only did our blackness, but to celebrate what I call our wholeness. Because I believe that if someone won't give you something, then you make what you have, and then you add people to it. And that's what we've been able to do. They created a pageant. Every year we've been adding more queens to this pageant. Some of these ladies are incredibly intelligent. I sat out in a room the other day and I just looked at their blackness. every different shade of blackness that was sitting in there from every different level, every different walks of life. That's why it's so important. Kansas City, come out and celebrate with us tomorrow night. Celebrate at the pageant. Wear your finest, because some of these ladies are gorgeous. And they're definitely going to be in their gowns. So we expect you guys to come out, be a part of the celebration, also be a part of the after party. We're also going to give away 10 pairs of tickets to the after party. I'll let the radio station deal with that. We're going to give out 10 pairs of tickets to the radio station for the after party. The after party's at the convention center. The pageant itself is at 18th and Vaughn. Kansas City, we need you to show up.
You heard it from the man himself, Mr. Right. Dwayne Woods. Anything else you guys want to let Kansas City know about this big historic weekend?
Before you do that, I want to say this. Me and Dwayne just talked. I've fallen in love with this Kansas City area. I just told him in a truck. So my next project, I'm just going to end up shooting 5 days here.
Nice. Hey.
So if you're out there and you want to be an extra in this film, and I have a huge cast, Danny Glover, Morris Chestnut, Rosario Dawson, and John Goodman. You guys are already in it.
Claudia,
so stop it.
Jordan.
I'm sorry. Claudia's in the film as well.
Oh, my God. I'm right here.
Of course. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
And I'm sure there's something you can find for a guy like myself.
Oh, come on. Listen, everybody that's a part of the Miss Black America pageant is going to have some sort of cameo in this film. But all the local people, send me any of your emails, your headshots, your resumes. Send it to D as in David, Mine, M-I-N-E Media, dmindmedia@gmail.com. And we want to use as many of your local residents as we possibly can in this project. Right. We're going to shoot here for 5 days. I fell in love with this area. This Miss Black America pageant brought me here, and now I'm going to come back here to do some more giving back to you guys' community.
Nice. Yeah, it's been such an honor to have Brittany celebrating as our queen here. What a wonderful, wonderful representation.
Yes, she is. Yes.
Brittany, you are awesome.
Thanks, Dwayne. You're awesome.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Miss Brittany, and Miss Claudia.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Williams. It's going to be a big weekend here in Kansas City. We are thankful you guys brought this historic event to Kansas City. And Terrence, we're looking forward to seeing you again in the future, since you're about to be back in the city, y'all. Shoot movies.
No way.
And we have to say this is sponsored by the City of Kansas City, Missouri Neighborhood Tourism Development Fund. What a wonderful thing to do in Kansas City. Yes. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it in Kansas City. Guys, thank you guys once again for stopping by on the Playmaker Show. It's been an honor to talk to all of you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you.